This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Acotta back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I'd much rather the original version myself. As far as the Nirvana go, I like Post Malone, but not as Kurt Cobain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's only one Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, and I do love Nirvana. Mm-hmm. So did you see, you know, they follow the WFAN Sports Radio Twitter account or X account, whatever you want to call it. And I just saw the headline pop up a little while ago. An Aaron Boone extension could be done by opening day, and C-Mac thinks Boone has overachieved as Yankees skipper and deserves it. Would you say, you remember before you were asking me to rank, you know, the passion or the fans that we have here as hosts on the station? Well, who would you say is the biggest Aaron Boone supporter on WFAN?
Biggest Aaron Boone supporter is probably C-Mac.
I would say so too,
matter of fact,
right?
I think it's C-Mac by a wide margin. I support Booney.
Right.
I like Booney.
Right.
C-Mac is next level.
Yeah, I've never thought that this was any of the Yankees' shortcomings or failures were Boone's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I would have made a change. I said this. I'm on record saying that a couple years ago. I mean, actually, a few years ago now. I think it was after the 2021 season. I would have made a change with both of them. And I do think once Cashman eventually goes, maybe that would be the time to move on from Boone. But I've never blamed him. It's all been about the roster construction and the players' lack of performance. But anyway, I'm with you. I think C-Mac loves Aaron Boone more than anybody else. And not just because he's being a homer, because he really believes Boone has done a good job. And when Booney was in here with us, BT, he recorded some liners. So apparently, you know, Boone also, you know, knows the station as well. And he was recording some liners that we have that were for C-Mac show at some point that we're going to use. Go ahead, Hoff.
This is Aaron Boone, and you're listening to Chris McGonigal. What'd I say? Chris McMonigal. I'll do that again. Chris McMonigal.
Very familiar with this work. I'll skip.
This is going to be... We're going to use this, by the way.
Sorry, Chris.
Right.
Chris McMonigal.
Hey! Just how about C-Mac there, Booney? How about that, buddy? Let's truncate it for you.
I love Booney. I never heard that before.
Me neither.
Hop was telling me he was funny, but how about he goes, sorry, Chris.
That's great.
He's a good-hearted guy, man. I'm a big Aaron Boone fan. I don't think he's perfect. I've gotten on Cashman more over the years than I have Boone because I don't think that Cashman has really handed him a true World Series roster.
Right.
I really don't. And that's how I evaluate a manager or a coach's performance. Like, point to me, give me the year that you really truly said, and it was accurate, man, Aaron Boone's Yankees underperformed this year. Well, it wasn't this past season because the Dodgers were just flat out better. So it wasn't the 2024 World Series. It wasn't 2023 where he had an awful roster and then Judge obviously got banged up because that stupid wall with the Dodgers and they missed the playoffs. It wasn't 2022 when everybody with two brain cells knew that the Astros were a much better, well-rounded, faster, better team than the Yankees. So I don't think he's ever underachieved.
Well,
I really don't.
He won 100 games his first year, won 103 games his second year. And again, we know about the postseason stuff, but that's not on just him. And I do think early on, I think he was still learning his way. Remember, he came out of, I know he's a baseball lifer, you know, his father, manager, all that stuff, but he came out of the broadcast booth, won 100 games that first year. There were going to be growing pains or learning curves in the postseason the way that he managed. So I didn't love the way Boone managed the postseason 2018, 2019. I thought 2020 was a disappointment, but you throw that out when you're evaluating everything because, you know, 2020 season. 2021, in the year where I said that the Yankees should have fired Cashman and Boone and just clean slate, it was more Cashman to me that was the problem.
Uh-huh.
But even in that year, remember, they that was the year they got, I think, Rizzo and Gallo at the deadline, won 92 games and lost in the wild card to the Red Sox. So even that year, they won 92 games. Following year, they start out like the 98 Yankees. Both you and I never believed that they were the 98 Yankees, had a bad second half. And then last year, or 2 years ago, missed the postseason. And I remember you in season last year, we had this conversation. We're off the postseason, missed 2023, and then maybe thinking like a lack of accountability or these guys not playing button-up baseball, which is obviously an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe saying it was time for a change or for Boone to get on these guys a little bit more.
Oh, I definitely said that. Yeah, I don't run from
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I guess my point was the time that I would have done it would have been 2021, and if not that time, last year when the Yankees were looking feeble at times, even though the record was still good and on par because of the hot start, they played a bad brand of baseball from June, whatever. Remember we had the conversation from June on. And so coming off a year where they missed the postseason and then that, maybe that's when you could have made a case. But obviously they righted the ship and he got into a postseason, to a World Series.
What's he won? About 65% of his games? You have a number in front of you? Have a winning percentage? If you go to, if you just Google Boone's, Aaron Boone's right, managerial record, it'll give you total wins, losses, and then...
The win percent? No, wait. Win percentage. 617, 630, 550, 568, 611, 506, 580.
584.
All right, okay, so he's won closer to 60% of the games, which is obviously a very good number. And I submit this to you. How many times, and listen, I'm not saying he's Miller Huggins. I'm not saying that. And I do wish that he was harder on Gleyber and harder on some of these other players who were loafing. But did he ever have a first baseman? I mean, think about the first baseman he's had. He had Void. He had a broken down Rizzo. He's a DJ LeMay who played. He's got nobody. He's never really had a true third baseman. Think about this.
No, I know.
He's never really had a true catcher. That's changing a little bit now with Wells, but Trevino can't hit. Some of the other guys, come on, Higashioka, stop. He's never had a true center fielder to the point where he had to put Aaron Judge there multiple times. Never had a true left fielder, whether it was Gallo, whether it was Hicks, whether it was Verdugo a year ago. And, you know, even the bullpen, he's had, which they do a very good job on with Cashman. That's, I think, Cashman's best trait. I don't think Boone's been handed much of a roster over the years.
Has he, though, elevated them in the postseason?
I think he's elevated them. It's a tough question, and I will answer it.
Because he admitted to screwing up game two.
Oh, no, what are you talking about? Well, game one.
Game one,
what
are you talking
about?
Game one,
with the home run with Cortez and Freeman? Yeah, he did.
And
he
it wasn't that he went to Nestor. It was that he could have left Weaver in.
Correct.
Which is what he came clean. He said that, you know, he said that with us, and I think he said it before that as well.
But he gave us a little more detail when he was in the studio with us. If you guys want to go check it out, it's out there, YouTube, Free Odyssey app, obviously. But I think that Aaron Boone, to me, when you look at the rash of injuries, whether it's Stanton, whether it's Judge, whether it's Rizzo, we could just go on, even Gerrit Cole the year ago, the first couple of months, I have never. Now, I've ended seasons a little frustrated, certainly, well, very frustrated with the Yankees. Honestly, I have never once analyzed a Yankee season and said Boone's team underachieved. As a matter of fact, I think more times he's overachieved.
Right, that's what McMonagle said. So
I really do.
Yeah, and I would. I think Boone strikes. I talk about this with Mendy. I think Boone does strike that balance of being a guy the players play hard for, love, and respect, while also behind closed doors. We'd like to see it more in front of us, but I think behind closed doors, he does get on him and hold him accountable. My biggest issue with him, and he did this early on, and it drove me nuts, especially in the postseason, applying the data as opposed to using his gut. There's got to be a balance there. I know that you're going to use the information, but I want to see more of the gut. And I think he's done that, good or bad. I think he's done more of that in the postseason. At some point, he's going to have to elevate his club in the postseason. Hey, look, and you're the Yankees manager, and he wants this, and he welcomes the expectations. They got to win a World Series. So it shouldn't be the be-all, end-all. I think he has been a terrific manager since he's been here and really grown into one of the game's best managers. Being a new-age guy who's going to be collaborative with the front office, applying the data, also using the gut, players manager, but holding them accountable. I need to see more efficient or effective, maybe, decision-making in the postseason.
I understand that. I think that that's fair game. I also think that, this is very important to the Yankees here. I mean, it's important to me as well. I think they place a little greater emphasis on this. I think that they view him, as do I, as a really good front man. He's incredibly polished. I think he's emotionally consistent. You know, you never get an erratic air. Not that he's ever not pissed off a little bit because, you know, he's a competitor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's a human being, but I think Aaron Boone does a great job of minimizing distractions in a city where there's distractions everywhere. When has he been part of a controversy? None.
Right.
And the other thing, too, and I did this for a reason. I ran through, you know, first base and third base and center field and the catcher, and it's just basically everywhere except right field and your ace pitcher. It's pretty much it. And he's had a couple of good closers. Yankees have had a lot of holes here. Imagine Joel Torre without Tino Martinez, who was a 40-35-40 home run first baseman. Imagine, just not to, you know, besmirch Torre's reputation here, but imagine Joel Torre without a switch-hitting catcher with pop like Posada. Imagine Joel Torre without a switch-hitting beast like Bernie Williams in center field. Think about that.
Yeah,
we're hoping that Volpe can hit 260. Derek Jeter's got 3,600 hits.
Yeah, no,
I mean, think about what he was given versus Boone.
Well, right, to compare the two, sure, but, I mean, then it's about the players ultimately, not about the manager, which is what I agree with which is why I never would get on Boone. It's more about the players, although I will say that Joe Torre, the way he managed in the playoffs was superior to anything I've seen since.
Okay, and that's a generalization, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, but, well,
whether it's dropping guys in the lineup, having the guts to do that.
That didn't work, though. When he dropped A-Rod to the eighth of the ninth spot, they got waxed by the tie. It didn't work. So you can do it, but if it doesn't work, what does it do?
It didn't work, though. He's not a player. No, but again, I think it's faulty logic to just go based off of the results. I never do that. I think that's where people get into a problem. Well, but it didn't work. Yeah, okay, that's great. It was still a stupid thing.
But maybe they would have won if A-Rod would hit clean up and woke up.
No, but how about the years before where he's deciding to sit this guy or that guy? Who to play like?
Well, I'll give you something for your tank.
Bullpen. Yeah.
I'll give you one for you, Sal.
Yeah.
Sitting down Tino and playing
Cecil Fielder
in 96 in Atlanta.
So all those decisions where he had difficult decisions to make, the pitching choices then, the bullpen stuff, going to David Cohen against Mike Piazza, like Joe Torre in game, it was never about the analytics. It was about a gut feel for his players, repeatedly. Like, you can't. I'm with you that I think it's about the players more often than not. Mm-hmm. But I also saw Joe Torre make not perfect moves, but elevate his team with some smart moves, tough decisions that maybe go against what the front office and ownership is saying, and it benefited the team, where I'm not seeing that yet with Boone.
I think it's a fair point. I just wanted to run through some things here because it's a big statement, and I don't think that you're wrong. I would say, though, I think that Joe coming up to the Yankees in 96, I mean, 1996 is a gazillion years ago at this point, and I know that obviously data and analytics, you know, Buck had his binder back in the day before the mm-hmm. computers. I get it. It had already permeated the sport, but not to this degree. So he had the latitude to use his gut, which, to Sal's point, obviously served him well. It's just an interesting contrast. You and I are both Boone fans. I think Cashman's got to get him a better team, and we'll see.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbiziero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/whereyoustart. Because where you start matters.